At least you worked out today.
We're just going to do moans. This is just a podcast of like a sound bath of moans.
Here we go. Groundhog's Day. Today, I don't think I've ever been more inclined to stop drinking.
What happened to you?
Who hurt you?
Who hurt you? When?
Last night. And Saturday night.
Father's Day.
And Friday night.
Ooh.
Okay, start from the beginning. Take me through it.
Friday?
Take me on a journey.
Friday, I drank, whatever.
Okay.
Saturday, drank a lot.
Like what?
Day and night? Like you just...
Day and night. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Give me.
Started dipping my toe in the water with an Aperol spritz at like maybe one, two. Mm-hmm. But... We
on
were
Saturday.
In the pool, so you know pool cups are like fucking big gulps.
Where were you?
At home.
Oh, okay.
And then it transitioned. I just dovetailed right into vodka sodas. Oof.
Was Mike partaking in the Aperol spritz of it all?
No.
Who else was
he
drinking
with
like
you? He has like one Bud Light, and you're like, oh, fun.
Is he like Lisa in that way?
Yes.
What? I thought he could like
he can.
Hold it down.
Oh, actually, no. Actually, I take that back. On Saturday... I stand corrected. He made a ranch water, a really good... No, it wasn't a ranch water. It was like a tequila blanco gimlet with tahini sauce.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And he was like, I feel like I'm at a resort. This is so good.
He made it for himself? At what time?
2 o'clock, maybe?
Tahini vodka?
No, he took a martini shaker, filled it with ice, filled it with blanco, tequila, and lime juice. Shook. Rimmed like a whiskey glass with tahini and then poured in.
Oh, nice.
So it was
Over ice.
It was a tequila gimlet.
Over ice or not over ice?
Over ice, yeah.
That sounds good. I could stand one of those right now.
Yeah.
Well, lucky you.
Sometimes I feel like a little bit of alcohol like
goes a long way.
Well,
I don't know.
When I'm not feeling 100%, sometimes I feel like I need a little bit of alcohol, and it actually, my body's like happier. But it's when I'm feeling fine, and then I want to feel like more fine, and then I have too many drinks, then it goes the other direction.
It teeters.
Does that make any
Saturday,
sense to you?
Yeah. So Saturday, I just kept going and going and going. And
that
going.
Happens to me
and I just,
quite often on the weekends.
I
the
knew
wheels
it was
come
wrong.
Off. And when I start too early, I always think, I can handle this. Mm-hmm. And then I start too early.
Joke's on me. I can't.
You know what? I think we used to be able to handle it.
I mean, I still can handle it. It's not like I was drunk.
No, I don't mean that.
But
I don't mean that you're not
functional.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't mean that you're like a hot mess, like, you know, slurring your words or like not able to take
worse.
Care of your kids.
At least.
I just think we used to be able to slow roll maybe
5 or 6 cocktails day drinking.
And still dovetail in. Mm-hmm. And now our bodies are like, the fuck? Also, we used to smoke weed.
Yeah, that gave you a little pause in the binge.
Not like we were so like stoned all the time, but also
it slowed down everything.
We used to like weed.
I know.
And now we don't.
I hate that about myself.
So now alcohol is really the only
thing. I still
fun.
Like weed.
A tiny bit, but I mean, we used to really like
weed.
We
used to really like weed.
So on the weekends, it's like we would maybe like, you know, have a little weed and then not have anything to drink maybe the entire like day.
No, you know what we used to do?
What?
You're not remembering this.
So fun to be able to talk about weed now because it's legal.
Yeah.
You know?
We used to just start with weed.
Yeah.
And we'd slow roll the whole day.
Yeah.
But we'd sip on like Prosecco.
Slow.
Now we're like tequila.
Now I'm like, I'm thirsty.
Yeah, we're like, knock down the goddamn door.
Totally. Yeah.
Like we'd be like, do you want to sip on some champagne?
I'm parched.
And we were like sophisticated. And now we're like, dun, dun, dun. You know, it's just like,
not strong enough.
Make it stronger. 32 ounce vodka soda.
I want to feel something.
Or nothing all at once. Yeah, I hate
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I want to feel something and or nothing.
So Saturday I went hard. And then Sunday I woke up and it was Father's Day.
What did you do
like,
for dinner though? Was it like a Father's Day celebration all through the weekend?
No, I didn't eat a ton either. It's not like I was swimming and
you're outside.
I had
you
friends
like,
over.
That's like all the elements.
Like, I wasn't eating.
You. Yeah, you know, this weekend was one of the most beautiful weekends all year.
It was.
So it
really
was. I mean, I get that you wanted just like it was celebratory. It was sort of like a. best conditions.
I wanted to showcase my curves.
I laid in the sun, like, for a few, I don't know, for, like, 30 minutes this weekend, and I felt like it was, like, healing me. And, like, you know, normally I think I'm always, like, stay out of the sun, stay out of the sun. And I was like, oh, my God, I need this. Like, my body was, like, loving it. I wasn't in the pool, but I was by the pool, just, like, laying there, like, flat on the concrete.
So then.
Like a lizard.
I found.
Like a lizard. The concrete warmed me from below.
Yeah.
It does. Sometimes it, like, resets your soul.
I'm a big believer in the sun right now. Yeah. But like in like,
well, that's why no wild animals. Amounts.
Yeah.
What?
No wild animals suffer from depression.
How would you know?
Because it's known.
Oh my God, speaking of wild animals, you guys.
What? Did you get one?
I killed a squirrel this morning.
Oh no.
Well, you know what my dad says.
You guys, I've never
swirl for a squirrel. Swerve for a squirrel.
You guys.
Do we want to know the details or?
Yeah, why?
Okay. Yes. I live sort of in like the Wild West, right? Like my neighborhood is like, you know, the guy who created, I don't know if I've ever told you this, the guy, the animator cartoonist who created Wile E. the Coyote and Roadrunner used to live in my neighborhood, and it was like based on my neighborhood. I mean, there's like legit tumbleweeds. Like I'm in the hills, but like it is the Wild West, so there's a lot of animals all the time.
That's cool.
I see squirrels all the time, and they're pretty savvy about bobbing and weaving about the cars, right? And typically, yes, there's cars that go up and down my road, but I'm not necessarily always going down like while someone's coming up. And so I see this squirrel on the opposite side of the street. And a car goes by me, and it like was freaked out by that car, and then all of a sudden it goes runs under my car, and I don't even know if I would have swerved if it would have done anything. I was like, I hope it makes it, because usually like they'll get through, and I'll look behind, and I'll be like, okay, cool, they're good. And I look, and I heard a little like, and then I look behind, and it's like,
oh, no.
Never happened to me before.
I've been in a car when someone ran one over.
And I've seen them flattened on the road, but this sucks. That squirrel is depressed now. For sure.
God, that sucks.
Sorry. I'm actually glad I remember that, because I needed to share that with someone to help like process it.
Yeah. Hopefully it just was fast. Their life was probably really hard.
I think
it was the easy way out.
But you know, it wasn't like I saw it and maybe I could have. Like it was like it was on the other side and the other car squirreled it out. Squirreled the squirrel. And it was like, oh, like it could have stayed on that side because it already missed that car. But instead it was like, psh.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to your science of wild animals aren't depressed. In what world is that? Could they study that?
That's why people put the LED lamps on their face every morning, because they're always exposed to natural sunlight.
LED? You mean the red?
Whatever. Like the thing that stimulates sun.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have the LED like for wrinkles, but that's not what you're talking about.
No, this is like a pain that you sit in front of.
But how do you know?
Because everyone knows this.
Ashley?
It's true, isn't it?
Sure.
Really?
That wild animals don't have depression?
Yeah.
No. Okay, well, let's clarify your Google search.
Yeah, how would you ever
help me help you?
That? Yeah. Look, she doesn't even want to tell on you.
Here.
She doesn't even want to give, like, she doesn't want to make you feel bad.
I mean, I also literally just typed, do wild animals get depressed? So the search is not specific.
It's just like
many mammals, aren't those in water?
No.
We're mammals.
Don't ask me questions that are going to set me up to look stupid.
Aren't we mammals?
We're mammals are like produce milk, right?
Yeah.
Amphibians are in the water.
Mammograms.
Lack interest in their environment could be
mammaries. I can't.
I don't know.
Okay, just one of your other factoids.
So anyway.
That we could either.
So anyway, back to the original story. So
okay,
yesterday.
Fine. I mean, I want to believe you. I love it.
I know.
It seems like a.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Then yesterday I had a panic attack. I just went downhill.
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm sorry.
I
don't like interrupting these epic tales. So, okay, so then you went ham on Saturday. Woke up hungover Sunday, I'm sure.
You know what? It was one of those. It wasn't hangover, but you were like.
Yeah, like you're like. You weren't. It wasn't anxiety, but you were just like a little like. Buzzy,
tweaky,
like
tweaky.
Yeah. Okay, so then the only way to cure that
where I
is
went,
there's
coffee.
The only way
idea?
Out is through.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I did so much in the yard. I was doing stuff constantly yesterday, and I was in a bathing suit. Like, I got so burnt.
In a bathing suit.
In a bathing suit.
Yeah.
I got so burnt.
Yeah.
And then at, like, 3:30, I was like, oh, I'll make a cocktail.
Yeah.
Realizing that I only had, like, a big breakfast.
Yeah.
And I didn't really eat lunch.
Yeah.
So I made, again, my vodka soda. And I was like, ooh, I'm lightheaded.
What time
was
this?
And that started tweaking me out at 3:30. Okay. So I got lightheaded still doing yard work, and it was tweaking me out. And I'm like, maybe it's the sun. I was like, oh, God, maybe it's the alcohol. Oh, my God, maybe it's because I haven't eaten anything. Oh, God. And then I just started to spiral.
Mm.
And so then I started eating things to try to catch up.
Yeah, because, like, I've already made the decision.
And then dinner was ready, and we sat down. And as soon as I sat down, I, like, looked across the table at the kids, and I was like, my heart's racing. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Okay, my heart's racing. And I looked at Mike, and he's like, what's wrong? I go, my heart's racing. He's like, go put your watch on. And I was like, okay.
I'd say go take a Xanax. Go put your watch on and freak out about the number. What?
I'd been drinking.
It doesn't matter. Take a eighth, take a quarter, take a tiny little nibble. It does not matter. Like, it will help you.
Yeah. So then I put my watch on, and it was like 1:30.
I'm going to be a poster for Xanax. Poster child.
And so.
It's a catch all. It's a cure all.
I brought it down to like the hundreds, like to 100 to 95. And then I was like, fuck it, I'm going to drink more. And I started drinking red wine to be like, that'll calm me down.
Red wine is the devil.
It's the fucking devil. I love it.
It used to be my favorite drink. It literally was like a light switch. Like, it was the most relaxing, the slowest burn, like the most enjoyable buzz. And now it's like you have like even one glass and it's just like
a sledgehammer.
It's like destroyed.
Yeah.
The most dehydrated, the most headache, right? So at what point did you go to red?
Mike bought a nice bottle of red for dinner. So I was like, okay.
I love red.
I know. Okay. It was spectacular.
Okay.
So we drank
it.
So you did
half and half. You drank the bottle.
I think I drank most of it, but yes, we split it.
Okay.
And then he's like, boy, I'm tired. And I'm like, I'm not. I'm just getting started. It's like, Ted, you want to stay up? He's like, fuck yeah, let's create YouTube pages. I was like, done. So Ted and I stayed up.
Sorry, who made dinner?
Mike.
What did he make? I need a whole picture.
He did lobster tails as an appetizer. Lobster tail, fillets, steamed broccoli, and corn on the cob.
Mm. Damn, Gina.
But you know what? I did the steamed broccoli and the corn on the cob. And Mike said, so we're sitting outside. A huge Amazon package shows up. And I was like, yes. He's like, here we go. You have a knack for buying shit you think we need and we don't need it. And I was like, just wait. So I bought a Cuisinart electric steamer. Because I don't like the Korean ones where it's like, you can cook rice, but you can also cook broccoli. Yeah. I'm like, well, I don't cook rice. Yeah, I don't cook
rice. I'm carb-free.
So anyway, this electric steamer, I'll link it. It's fucking insane because it's a casserole dish, and then you just fill this tank of water in the back.
Yeah.
And it's digital, and you put in
like a real, corn on the cob. Like a steamer. Like the other one's like a rice cooker. Yeah. Okay.
So it's a clear casserole dish that you can totally see through.
Okay.
And we put corn on the cob in there, and it took 8 minutes to cook. Pull it out, put butter on it and salt.
Good to go.
Mike and Ted and Lola were like, this was the best corn we've ever had. I was like, oh, that's stupid. But it steams shit perfectly.
It's funny. Are you going to leave it on your counter?
Hell yeah. Because I had all I wanted for lunch was steamed broccoli. I love
it's
steamed
broccoli.
It's funny
how, like, so I did something similar in the air fryer with sweet potato yesterday. Like, there had been this sweet potato that Ezra bought just sitting there. And, like, we all love sweet potato, but I don't know why it seems like such a chore to cook a sweet potato, right? To bake it, whatever. I chopped it in half, stabbed it with a fork a few times, put it in the air fryer on bake for 20 minutes. It came out literally, we all ate it with nothing on it, and it was perfection.
Yeah,
isn't that funny?
Yeah,
something so simple,
so simple,
and we just like I don't know. We don't reach for like it's just vegetables can be so good. Okay, wait. So why was Mike cooking on Father's Day? Just out of curiosity, like he
enjoys cooking. Yeah.
So was it like it's not like it's Father's Day. I'm gonna cook for you.
Okay. He didn't. I was like, do you want me to cook? She's like, no.
Did you get him a present?
I did.
What'd you get him?
Ted bought him. Well, I bought him. Ted wanted to buy matching shoes with him. Silver Nikes, all silver Nikes. I was like, he's gonna love those. But
so
they got
cute.
Matching silver shoes. Yeah. Lola made him a piece of like shit artwork, but it was a really sweet note on the back that was like, I love when you hug me, I love when you kiss me. I mean, it was a very sweet note. And then
I Teddy, hate my mother.
Just kidding. And then Teddy, a girl I work with, sketched Teddy and Lola, and I ended up using the Teddy photo only because the Lola one didn't look like Lola to me. But it was incredible. It's a Teddy in an astronaut suit. So I framed that.
Oh, she's like an artist?
Yeah.
Show me.
I framed the astronaut one. Oh, perfect. Got moved to 2:30. I framed the astronaut one of Ted, and then I framed his favorite picture of Lola, both for his office wall, for his office desk at the office.
So a girl you work with happens to be like an artist?
So that's his favorite picture of Lola.
I love that picture of her.
So good.
Did you hear me? Is she an artist?
I think on her free time. Artiste. I think she just enjoys it.
I want to hire some sort of like caricature person. Whoa!
Crazy, right?
She's an artist.
Yeah, she's an artist.
Oh my gosh.
You got to text that to the group so we can put it on the video.
But then this one didn't look like Lola to me, so I just did the Ted photo.
No.
It doesn't.
But did
it looks like
did it
the
take
picture?
Her a long time, or was that like she's like
2 or 3 days?
Oh, I was gonna say like is that she's like oh I did that right. in like
no
45 minutes.
Yeah, I mean I might.
Do
just
you guys love caricature drawings like I do? Like you know
fucking
how they
love them.
Okay, I'm gonna do that at the bar mitzvah.
Yeah,
I just can't get
oh,
enough.
Oh, they're
of
so
them.
Fun.
I can't get enough of them. Mm-hmm. Okay, he cooks dinner. Your steamer comes. You just keep drinking. Did you
I keep
have
drinking
after
and
the red
shit.
Wine?
Nope.
And you just got like slammed. Which night were you the drunkest? Saturday or Sunday?
Probably Saturday, tweakiest on Sunday. Well, I don't know. Ted and I were laughing our asses off trying to get a splinter out of his foot because he kept like intermittently crying and laughing and we were fighting over who was going to do it. And so we just couldn't stop laughing last night. We ended up going to bed at 10 o'clock. And then he woke up. He's like, my foot hurts from the hole in it. And I was like, Ted, it's a fucking splinter. It's not a hole in your foot. So then we moved to his bed. And that's when I, like, stood up and was, like, off kilter. And, like, uh-oh. I was like, here we go.
Yeah.
And so today, do you feel the worst out of all the days?
I felt pretty fucking bad in the middle of the night. Went to Ted's bed, which is a full-size bed.
What time is that middle of the night? I feel like it's always 3 a.m. for me.
2.
Oh.
Two
it's always
and then
three,
at,
and I'm like, oh, this is
yeah,
going to be a doozy.
And at 3:30, we finally fall asleep. At 3:30, I hear little monster feet.
I heard monster
like,
feet
it's
last night,
fucking
too.
Fucking Lola.
Oh.
She's like, can't get in bed with you guys. I was like, sure, it's only a fucking twin. Why don't you get in? So well, then. So
I put Dom's bed on the floor last night because I just needed some space. He's like, I got to get in there to my bed. I just got to get in there. And I'm like, no, you don't. You're going to stay
what
in
do
your
you,
bed.
Oh, in your bed?
I got to get in there. Yeah. To my, I'm there. Like, no, you don't. Yeah. You just got to get in there just for a little while. I'm like, no.
No. I got to get in there.
Yeah. It's like, so cute. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. My dad was in town this weekend, so he got hammered. I'm just kidding.
I was like, what? I look no. at your dad and I'm like, ugh. What? I'm just so sober curious, and I keep saying this, but I'm like, I really am.
I am so on the exact same mental like headspace with it as you because I'll always love a drink, but there's so many components of it. One being that obviously our body doesn't like metabolize it as fast, so you're really like, it's more, you're really taking a bigger hit
yeah.
than you used to, A. B, it's like just kind of like not good for any organ or like function in your body. Although I do believe with like a glass of wine or like a drink here and there, I do think it actually is good for your body. I have a weird like, I don't know how I would ever prove this. But here and there, I do think it's like kind of just like good for your body or like a whiskey on the rocks, like just to like clear out your system. I don't know, stuff like that. But like consistently drinking, you know, every night or, you know, five nights a week or whatever, it's not good. And I do think it if like... I just think we'd be, like, happier and cleaner, but then, like, we'd be bored.
I know. Oh, my God. So, wait. I talked to my therapist today, or my psychologist, psychiatrist, whoever prescribes meds.
Yeah.
Because she's been out of the office forever, so finally have a follow-up
like
with her.
Me. Okay. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. I kind of want to go off the select, so, like, I just want to have a clean slate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm having this moment where I no longer want an IUD. I no longer want Celexa. I don't want anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I hate that I'm drinking so much.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, I can give you something if you want to stop drinking. And I was like, immediately, I'm like, nope. And then she's like, it's a prescription. And it's zero side effects.
What is it called?
Let me look it up.
Zero side effects.
You want to look it up? Oh, here we go.
It makes you like not crave it or?
She's like, I've been prescribing it to everyone. Here we go. And she's like, people are just loving it.
Also hypnosis, I'm curious about.
Do you want to do hypnosis? Yeah. I'll do it with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys should.
I actually have somebody.
Let's do it. What are we going to do? Just that? Drink? Not drink?
I guess. What else do you want to get out of your body? Do we really want that? I don't do anything else. That's the problem. And the blessing, I guess. I mean, I don't really do anything.
Here's what it's called.
I guess maybe like I overeat sometimes, but it's probably related to the drinking. When you're drinking, then you overeat. I don't know. Mm. No?
Yeah, I'm just a monster. Hold on, let me. I have to fucking use my own password. Sorry.
We go back and forth. So, like, I feel like we'll be so good, and then we go so far the other direction.
Oh, it's right? Awful.
Do you feel like that? Do you do that or no? Mm. Are you pretty, like solid on, like, your trajectory?
I think I'm.
Of eating middle. And drinking?
She doesn't drink that much.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but why, did you guys say that? Like, why did you guys say it like that? Yeah.
No, because I feel like I do think that's a component of the overeating.
I mean, overeating is a totally different conversation for you to have for other reasons, but yeah.
But do you feel like the smoking makes you overeat?
No. It's so funny. I used to actually smoke to suppress my eating because I just wouldn't.
Weed?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I also, like, I get really bad cotton mouth. Mm-hmm. So I don't like foods. I haven't
heard that word in a while.
Well, I am bringing it back.
It's alive and well. It's alive and well.
Yeah. Because, like, I drink a lot of water when I smoke more. So if anything, I use it as, like, I'm like, look at me staying hydrated.
I'm California sober.
Yeah. Because the food aspect of, unless it's, like.
What kind of weed are you smoking?
What the fuck are you smoking?
Sativa? Sativa with a little bit of like
she's like pure hash.
Yeah,
a little bit of meth
out of a spoon.
Just chomp.
Here, do you want to look up the?
Tell us.
It's called Naltrexone. What?
Naltrexone. Oh wow! It can help prevent relapses into alcohol or drug abuse.
Hard drug abuse.
Jesus. But she's like, yeah, a lot of my patients that are on it.
Yeah.
She's like, you know. The only side effect could be, like, mild weight loss. I'm like, oh really?
Oh, my God.
Well, also, not because drinking.
You're not drinking.
It binds and blocks opioid receptors.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't enjoy it as much. You don't crave it.
Oh, maybe the gamma receptors, yes, like, aren't getting, you're not getting the gamma.
It's so weird how that stuff works.
It is, but so would that mean you and if you went off it, then you'd be ready for action again? Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's temporary.
As long as you're on it.
You can take it every day. Yeah. You can just take it on weekends. Like, it depends on, like, how much you're drinking. She's like, some people don't stop drinking, but I have clients that were drinking like 4 to 5 drinks a night and they take this and they have one.
That's what I mean, because I would still, it's more, it's not just about getting like messed up or like getting buzzed.
No, I never
like,
get messed up.
No, neither do I. I mean, I don't mean that. It's like not even, cycle. It's not just about getting a buzz or whatever. It's about the habitual routine.
The routine of it,
Of like, you associate it with like relaxation and all of these things. So. Interesting. Why don't you, guinea pig, why don't you try that?
I'll try it. She's a really cool therapist or psychologist, whatever.
She's a psychiatrist because she can
she's
prescribe.
She's a really cool psychiatrist because she has 4 kids.
Yeah.
And she's like, I talk to my husband about it all the time. She's like, I get it. You just want to fucking unplug at the end of the day.
Yeah.
She's like, and there's nothing out there that can replace alcohol. I was like, you're so fucking right. She's like, there just isn't. I wish there was. You know?
How long have you been seeing her for? A
couple years.
Okay.
I like her a lot.
I think you should go off the Celexa. Why would you?
I'm not going to. She's like, listen, try this.
Try what?
This medicine.
But what does that, what does one have to do with the other, really?
Like nothing. She was like, if you're going to try something new, don't go off the Celexa.
Okay.
She's like, let's reevaluate how you feel once you curb your drinking.
Oh, got you.
She's like, because, she's like, I actually want to know if the anxiety and the panic you're starting to feel in the last few weeks are from a medication not working, like if you actually have heightened.
No, it's from drinking.
She's like, I think it's from drinking.
It is.
You think so?
Yes. It's 100% from drinking. Like, I feel like if you stop drinking for a week, like, the first 5 days, I feel like you'll be like, I actually feel worse than when I was drinking. And then, like, you know, day 6, 7, and beyond.
I've never gone. And beyond, I've never gone. Last time I went that long, I was pregnant.
Then I feel like you're like, oh, whoa, I feel clearer. I feel like I have more energy. You have more confidence, really. Like, you know, like, you'll, I don't know. It's weird. Like, you'll pull the trigger on things you wouldn't have otherwise. Like, you know, like, you'll be like, I'm going to fucking do that. You know what I mean? Like, where you'll be like, oh, no, I don't want to deal with it. Like, you know, everything's, like, not, like, overwhelming. And but you know what I mean. Things seem way less overwhelming.
Yeah. I think that's a good point.
Yeah. But I think there's a way, too, to if, like, you know, to temper it. I still just think, I don't know, it's easier for some people than others to be like, I'm going to drink like when I go out to dinner with you. I'm gonna go out to dinner with you on Saturday. I'm gonna have a few drinks. Like, the rest of the week I won't. You know, like, I'm sort of an all or none person.
Yeah.
So that's why I think you and I are
the same
different but similar in that way. Where it's like, we're gonna be stone cold sober, or we're gonna be
I
don't wanna be stone cold sober.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is nice to go out and have a drink.
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone makes it a deal if you say something. But it might be a fun reset, or just to see if you
say
can
something
do, like
you don't drink.
Yeah, I just feel like...
Why aren't you drinking?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. It really is. But then I look at people like, well, my dad's like such a weird anomaly in the world in general, but because he's obsessed with exercise and in like in a crazy way, which you can't really talk shit to him about it because it's like a healthy addiction.
Yeah.
But... You know, my sister, she's never liked alcohol. She just doesn't drink alcohol because she just doesn't like it. She never liked it, you know, but her husband, like, you know, liked it too much and then didn't want to drink anymore. But also, I think it may be easier for him to go about that endeavor because she didn't drink, you know, but they eat well and live well and do fun things and have a good life without drinking. To me, that's like such a hard thing to visualize.
I don't know what that looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, I do.
The best is I'm
I
talking.
Do know what it looks like, but I just don't know that.
You don't
like,
have an interest in it. You're like,
I do and I don't. I don't know. It's like not enough. I don't, because I'm not so far gone. That I
have no desire to be sober.
Yeah.
Like, I really
That's
don't.
That's what I'm saying. So what are you going to do? Eat mushroom chocolates?
No. Yeah. I'm not doing any of that.
Yeah.
I think temporarily, since Mexico,
like a reset.
I need to break the cycle because I'm going at it.
You gotta
every
reboot
night.
The system.
Yeah, I gotta reboot the
like,
system.
You're gonna let everything flush out.
And like, typically, the only thing that gets me to quit drinking is like an antibiotic or a cleanse.
Or what is it? Naltrexone.
Or naltrexone.
That gets you out of what?
The cycle of heavy drinking.
Oh, but I feel like you'll throughout the week you'll go days without drinking.
No, never.
Oh,
never.
Well, you have like one drink.
Well, I was talking to Annie about it today.
Yeah,
and she's like, what? And I was like, I need to quit drinking. She's like, what else is new? And I was like, ugh, I'm so sick of it. She's like, yeah, no kidding. And I'm like,
does she drink
she's
still?
Like, how much are you? She asked me, she's
hey,
like, how much are you drinking?
Real.
They joked love about Annie. That like growing like, up. I'm obsessed
like,
with her.
She goes, how much are you drinking? And I was like, I don't know, like 3 to 5.
You do a good Annie.
3 to 5 a night. And she's like, Jesus Christ. I was like, why would you respond like that? I'm like, what about you? She's like, 1. And I was like, ooh, 1.
One
then
what?
I start talking to her.
1 what?
And I realize she's having 1 24-ounce vodka soda a night. I was like, Annie, that's like 2 to 3. She's like,
goal. Honestly,
she's
respect
like, well,
to that. Good
yeah,
for her. She's
like,
just
like,
1.
Do you it's know a 40.
Do you know those aluminum recyclable cups?
Yeah.
They're like a taller Solo cup?
Yes, yes.
She fills that. She goes, it's only a 7-second vodka pour. I was like, holy fuck. I was like, that's like 2.5 drinks tonight. She's like, well, it's only 1 in my book.
I'm obsessed with her. So she does vodka soda also?
She does vodka soda every night.
Oh, I bought those lime packets. I'm fucking obsessed with those.
So
why am I cussing so much today? But anyway, sorry, my young listeners. My tween listener
Wait,
demo.
What did you and Duran do for Father's Day?
No, I bought those lime packets.
They're the best.
They're so good. Have you ever used those?
No, I don't know what you're talking
They're
about.
They're crystallized lime. They give them to you like on JetSuite X.
You can sprinkle them on your bowls.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
There's some downstairs. I'm going to get you some. They're really good. They're almost like that with real lime.
It's like.
There's no calories in it, but it's so pure. Like,
yeah.
It's like crystal.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just good.
Crystal. What did we do for Father's Day? Well, Daron, like, didn't feel good, but we went to brunch with his dad and mom, and my dad was here with his wife.
Why didn't he feel good?
We all just, I don't know. It was like we all had different things over the last week, and I mean, like, I had, like, an eye infection when we went to Malibu.
Oh, that's right.
And then, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It just felt like there was something wrong with everybody, you know?
Yeah.
Except for my dad, of course.
Of course.
So he didn't feel great. So we were just kind of struggling. We just hung out. It wasn't, I need to make it up to him actually, because it just wasn't like, he just didn't feel great. So no matter what I did, it wouldn't have mattered. My dad was here, which was fun. But I told my dad, I was like, don't tell mom that, you know, any of us were sick, because she always, we won't be sick for months. Months, years, maybe like 9 months. And my mom will come in and someone will get sick and like we'll give it to her. And so she has this thing.
And then she has it for like 6 weeks.
It's the self-fulfilling prophecy. She's like, you always get me sick up there. And so and my dad's not sick, but I called him today to be like, are you feeling good? Okay. He's like, yeah, I was really tired last night, but I feel good. I was like, okay. I'm like, don't tell mom that any of us were sick, because she's coming up for Dom's birthday. And I just don't need
to. That's a long way away.
I know, but still.
I know.
You know that she'll still circle.
You don't want to know, yeah.
I don't want a paper trail of anything. but yeah, so it was nice. It was like chill. Like super.
Did Daron go to work today?
Super chill. Yeah. Yeah. No, he's in the hospital. I'm just kidding.
He's fine.
He's at work. My kids are at camp. It's the craziest thing with this summer. Like, I used to let my kids really like have so many weeks off kind of doing nothing. And now I don't know if it's the coefficient of my youngest being older too. So it's not just like two kids and then a baby who's not really like, you know, who's can kind of do anything. Like they're all like, mommy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't. And then the minute they're gone, I'm like, I kind of miss them, but I can't have a complete thought. So I've like, in the 11th hour, signed them all up for camp until we either travel or the kids go to sleepaway camp.
What camp?
Actually,
local,
through
right?
their school, they do a camp. And by the way, next year, we should like have Ted do it with Dom, because most of these schools, I don't know about your school.
Yeah, it's
but
all kids.
Even at the center, you can sign up if you don't go to that school.
Yeah.
So I think that's so cool.
I signed Ted up for 8 weeks of camp.
Yeah, exactly, which is smart. You know why? Because they're happier.
Yeah,
he's.
I always feel like.
Wins.
Yeah, but I'm like.
He tries to talk me out of it every morning. Like this morning, he's like, "Do I have camp today?" I was like, "Hell yeah, you do. You have camp until August."
But they think they want to stay home, and in my mentality used to be like, "Well, I want to give them just veg time."
Yeah, exactly.
Right, but then they're not happy.
Yeah.
And even if they go somewhere, it doesn't even have to be an 8-hour camp. Even if they go somewhere for 3 or 4 hours, they're happier and nicer, and like for the rest
it's
of the day,
5 hours in the morning, just get there. You know, like this week he's doing animation.
Oh my god,
cool!
It is like so crazy. But I'm like, okay, another thousand bucks. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I have three kids.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
No, I mean, some of these camps are you'd be.
Ours is.
One of them is like $800 for the week. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Are you building me like? Are you like making me a diamond bracelet? Like, do I get something like a consolation prize?
No.
Do I get to spin the wheel? Like, what's going on?
Ted plays baseball every morning, every night. If he's swimming, he wants someone to pitch water balloons to him so he can practice his swing.
Do you guys go to games? Like Dodger games?
No.
Would he like that?
No. He's like self-obsessed. He wants to work on his own craft.
Got you.
I mean, want to watch others.
But no, that's what I wonder. These younger boys that are really into baseball, because I find it to be so slow, but that would make sense. If it's you playing, it's different than you're sitting there watching.
And it's so fun going to a competitive game for your kid, because like we had our first
He's getting good.
He's really good.
Yeah.
So he made this all-star league where they're practicing
for
twice
the school?
A week. No, for Sherman Oaks. Mm. So he'll practice twice a week. Practices are 4 to 6 twice a week, 2 hours twice a week, and then games on weekends. And he's obsessed. I had to pitch a ball to him last night for 2 hours. That's why I kept drinking.
Oh.
I was so fucking bored.
Oh, it makes it so fun. You're like,
yeah, I was doing
so.
Pop flies. It was like $5 for every pop fly because he can't catch worth
every
shit.
Time you hit the ball, I take a shot.
I was
like, shit,
I got
it.
Yeah,
that
much.
Sounds like it would be fun. I should come over for that next time.
Yeah.
But that's cute. Oh, I wanted to report back on your friend's swimsuit line.
Did you get it?
So I got it. What's her... Joanne?
Joanne.
First of all, I'm still depressed that we didn't get to meet her. I mean, well, you know her from college, yeah. Right? But I want to meet her. I'm sort of fascinated about what she's doing. But for me, I tried two different ones. I tried the orange one. Mm-hmm. But they didn't have the small, so I went to one size smaller. It was way too small.
It's so tight, yeah.
And then I got a red one, which the color's like sensational. It was called chili pepper or something. And I got it in a small, and I love. First of all, I'm not like a one piece girl because I think I have a long torso, so either it feels short or it feels long, and then it like grabs my butt in a weird way. But so I got the chili pepper red one. In a small, it was the right size. It made my boobs look amazing.
Yeah, right.
It was so good here, but like, I don't, even if I was like 30 pounds heavier, I don't think I would be, I'm not comfortable in that compression.
I always size up with her suits.
No, but I'm not comfortable in that compression.
Neither am I. That's why I size up.
Like, I don't want to wear anything compression. I'm like it hurts.
Yeah,
like,
I'm technically
I can't imagine
good.
Like laying out and be like, hey, I'm just like relaxing, right? Yeah. There's obviously a market for that. I mean, Spanx and, I know Skims does
some
stuff like that.
Well, you don't need anything compressed.
But I'm not even saying that. Even if I was bigger.
Yeah, the sense. Yeah.
The
I don't feeling,
like
but
the
I
feeling.
Will, no, but I will say. If you return it and get a medium,
it wouldn't feel as...
No, you should see my butt in the small, though, already. It's like saggy. It's, like, baggy in the butt.
Interesting.
I feel, like, bigger when I put on compression stuff. Like, I feel like I...
Same.
It's, like, not... Yeah, it's a weird
But clearly
feeling.
There's women...
Yeah.
And maybe
that
men,
like
too.
It.
That want to wear it. No, exactly. It's exactly that feeling.
Yeah, I can't.
My mom
like made me wear Spanx in middle school, and I hated it so much. I went through a phase where I like didn't wear underwear because I was like,
I don't want anything
on my body.
Yes. Oh,
Spanx give me panic. You know what doesn't? Skims. I love Skims.
Okay.
I don't know, but her stuff isn't as this is like psycho compression, and I love her designs. I love her colors, and I wonder if she's going to do some stuff that's not so compression because it's just not for me. But obviously, people want it.
Yeah,
I mean, there's got to be a lot. I mean, I'm not the demo.
No, you're not the demo. I've got like loose skin on my stomach from kids,
mm-hmm.
where like that is nice for me to go. Yeah. And it holds.
I feel bigger in it, like, and it like, and it like tries to like squeeze my butt, and I'm like, my butt looks weird and big, and it's like cutting off in a strange place. I don't know, but my boobs looked amazing. Like, that's the only thing I'll say, because in a normal one piece, your boobs end up just getting like lost in there,
almost
and
like pushes down.
Yes,
like,
it's cemented to your chest.
This, it's
that's
like,
nice.
Ugh, I know. I was almost like, should I keep this and wear it with like
with
beach pants
or something?
But I'm never. I mean, I feel very Baywatch. It was red.
You don't have? Did you get a two-piece from her?
No, she makes a two-piece, but I think it's going to be the same thing for me.
I want to try the two-piece.
This will be my second or third time returning. She's going to be like, I gave you a free credit to buy free stuff, and this is your third return? This is why I'm the
this
returnaholic.
This is your third return.
I'm the return. I am the returnaholic. But my thing is, like, if I'm not going to love it or wear it, I'm like,
yeah.
No, I'm not keeping
it.
No. Some people don't return ever, even if they don't like something.
I return constantly.
Oh, my God.
I buy knowing I'll
wait.
Return.
Oh, I don't want to know the hours that I have invested.
Returning? Same.
But it's so gratifying. And then after I return, I'm like, I'm flushed with cash. Gotta buy something else.
I'm flushed with cash.
I've got to buy more.
Which one piece, two piece I want?
She only has one two piece.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
No, she has.
But she does. You know what? I am curious. She makes this thing called a swim bra that
I might get.
So,
yes.
I think that's the solution for your saggy one pieces that you. It's like a strapless bra.
Yeah. That's what put her on the map.
The swim bra?
So, all of her before, when she first launched the line, she had like swimwear to go under swimsuits.
Oh.
Like most of her swimsuits, you'd buy the swimsuit and the bra. You'd buy the underwear to go with it.
I would probably be better off with that because I don't mind a little compression on the boobs. I don't want it on my ass.
I wonder
or
if the hot
stomach.
Pink is good.
I like the hot pink. I also like the leopard. Anyway, I really want to meet her, and I'm kind of intrigued by what she's doing, but the compression is not for me. Like, I can't. I'd rather be like
Free.
Free.
I'm like, swim to strapless dream lift bra. She also says her yoga pants are insane.
Ooh. Yoga pants?
Yeah.
She has yoga pants?
Yeah.
Show me.
I don't know. Let me see.
I need to see. I need to know what I'm returning for.
Yeah.
She's going to listen to this and be like, I ruined the day that I ever even said anything to these girls.
Sculpting outfits. Brides, influencers. What?
She does have a pair of lace cover-up pants that also were intriguing
to
me.
Oh, the ivory ones?
Yeah.
That's what I would tell you to get.
Okay.
That's what.
But if she has yoga pants, I would do that.
I can't find. I
but
think
they're
was,
probably compression AF. Know, they're right? Like.
Yeah, no. If you, yeah, no. I don't think. But
hell's
hold
to
on.
The nose.
Hold on.
What?
Leggings. She has leggings still.
I think I saw the leggings.
Oh, Dream Sculpt legging. They actually look pretty nice.
Show me.
They got pockets.
Ooh.
Right? Those look good.
I could do a sculpty little legging.
Yeah, right? But that
I wonder, you need to order that. I want to see what that looks like.
I want that. Maybe I'll order that right now.
But that's going to be.
Can I get it in black?
That's going to be. Who knows? That could be great. And maybe it, like getting rid of the one piece of it because
yeah.
It's pulling from like all directions.
I need like a break in it to give me air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you looked so cute in the orange one.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It made me want it. I was like, I want that.
The orange, yeah. She
the orange
texted
one piece.
Me. She texted me and was like, get the orange. It's the best color. And
oh,
the site,
she did?
Yeah, the site doesn't do it justice because it looks like a rusty. Mm. And then you get it and it's like the color of your pants. Like it's a bright orange.
Like
it looks
that.
Great.
And especially when you have like a little bit of a tan.
Yes.
Like... Does she make that bra too? Maybe I'll
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, she does have that bra.
All right. Well, then fine. I know what I'm getting. I think I'll get that. You can get
the
two-piece.
Are you getting it navy?
Yeah, I think navy.
Cute.
I have so many black.
Yeah, get the navy.
You tell me how the two-piece is.
I will. I'm going to order. Wait a minute. Oh, cute. This could be nice.
What?
These leggings.
Dream Sculpt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super cute.
I could deal with being sculpted in a legging.
You could.
Sculpt my little.
She'll consider it.
Just don't sculpt my midsection. I don't want that.
Yeah.
Anytime I wear anything too tight or even jeans, like everything needs to move.
Yeah,
needs to move freely.
Ugh, I don't want anything moving.
All right, so what else? What else is going on? I feel like I'm still putting the pieces together from our last interview with our last guest.
Oh my
guest.
God. And then I started tweaking out thinking.
What?
I was like, why is my grandma with me? Is something going to happen to me?
Did you guys have a medium?
Yes.
Ooh.
We did, but.
And then I was like, her
at the
husband
risk of like,
died at 42, and I'm 42, and I'm like, is that why she's with me to like transport me?
To transport
like,
you?
This was
I'm
when I woke up at 3 in the morning, and Lola's like talking to me, and I'm like, I can't be alone with my thoughts right now.
Did she have a message?
No, she was just hanging out.
And
this
is
chilling.
The thing. At the risk of these girls hating me, I need next time, or if they're ever like doing anything with them again, I need them to be more concrete about what they can do and not do. It seemed very evasive. I couldn't understand what the girl actually does.
I don't know if she does anything with it.
Like, not this one.
No, this one.
You don't know if she does what?
I don't think she uses it in, like...
Oh, I thought people hired her to do it.
I don't know.
Because from what I got from it, like, I really liked them. And who knows what order this is all going to air in. I don't even know. But it was almost like somebody... And this is partially part of what, like, psychics do, right? So they'll be like, did a name start with an M? And then you're like, yeah. And they're like, did she have this color hair? You're like, yeah. It's almost like this guessing game. You're like, hey, what have you told me that I don't already know?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, my dad's like, I'm sure she didn't go on Ancestry.com. And I was like, what? She wouldn't have done that.
But again, tell me something. I guess, but then, so they have to tell you stuff that you can confirm so that you believe. And then if they're going to tell you something you don't know, then I guess how are you going to confirm it? I don't know. The whole thing, it's like, I believe in like
so
higher,
yeah.
like of that
I suppose
awareness.
Anything, like she was like, does her name start with M? And I could have been like, my dad used to call her mom. Like, I guess I could have found an answer for that.
Yeah.
Yes. Someone called her mama.
I guess I like a little more out there where they're like, you know, yeah, here's the message that she wants to give you.
Like Long Island Medium.
Or like, would that make sense to you why she would want to tell you this? You know, right. Something like that, as opposed to being like, did she love like cigars or whatever?
You're
like,
she didn't get any closure besides the fact that like she's here with me right
now.
Yeah,
we're like, what does she do? And I was like, is she like this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
hello, my baby.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Very unsettling. Not unsettling, but I was like,
you
what
feel like
is
you opened
reason?
The door,
yeah,
and now you're
like, okay, she's here,
my
but
thing
I don't
is this: if you
why.
Call yourself a medium, then I need you to just like be more like specific about how you use those skills. Yeah. I mean, otherwise, like, it seemed to me that that's something she is applying in life. I don't know for money or for whatever, but I mean, it seems like she's definitely applying it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
it was very unclear.
These were Cottie's guests, so I like to quiz Cottie, but she knows nothing, apparently.
I don't know anything. I'm sorry. I'm not she's mentally. Not
okay, yeah. Wait, it's fine. It's fine. You're not, she's you're in not, recovery. You're not firing at all cylinders, but she's in recovery. Why the hell is your so are your two bad. Fingers like that after 2 days? 2 days?
Yes. No, hey. I got it on Tuesday afternoon.
Okay, well, but I'm
like,
confused.
What
I'm
the
scared
fuck?
Also.
Yeah, right? So she starts doing my nails. First of all, what drives me crazy, and I'm not going to go back to this place, is that they just come in whenever the fuck they want.
What do you mean?
I got there at like 10 to 11 because my appointment's at 11 mm-hmm. and I'm always like very punctual. So I'm like sitting there and I'm like, okay, it's 11:03. It's only one person here. And I'm like.
And no one's like checking in
with
you.
And then at like 11:10, I was like, hey, is she coming?
You waited like, 10 minutes. That's 20 minutes that you waited technically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
20 minutes.
And nobody
like, hey,
like, I hate when they don't approach and they keep walking by and you're
then
like, I'm.
Then she walks you're in. Like, with like Ralph's flowers, and I was like, that's what you were doing? And she's looking for a vase, and I'm like, where do you want me to sit? And again, huge language barrier.
Did you do your toes?
No.
Okay.
So I sit down.
Do they
down.
Do toes?
Yeah, they do. I sit down, and we start doing the manicure, and then right when she's done buzzing my nails, she takes a video. And I was like, huh. I was like, yeah, maybe she's going to do it before and after. I don't know.
Buzzing the old stuff off.
She buzzed all the old stuff off. They were prepped and ready to, like, okay. start the painting process.
Okay.
So I'm watching going, this is odd, but okay. She did, like, a long video of my nails. And
without
then she did my nails. And then I was, like, waiting for her to do a video after. And she's like, you're done. And I was like, okay. I was like, I wonder why she did the video of the before.
The before.
And then I'm like, I wonder if she knew. That this happened, but wanted
what?
Proof of be like, no, I recorded her hands were fine because this didn't appear till the next morning. These blisters, these blood.
Like she knew they were gonna come. Let me see.
Yeah.
Like she's gotten hurt. She's done this before.
But how would that happen? Because she buzzed. What else? They don't cut, right? They just buzz. Cut.
They just use an electric driller
to Does buzz your cuticle.
Yeah.
Did it hurt in the moment?
Or is it this nailed things? It, yes. Yeah. And then as soon as I got home, and probably because I'm in the water so much too,
water?
Started separating.
Water.
Started separating. So I'm really not happy
I
with them.
I love how you get in the water with your kids.
Of course I do. The pool is like 80 degrees right now.
Oof, I don't typically nice. Play. I only play on land.
Really?
Well, you've got like kids that can swim.
Yeah.
Okay.
They like me to swim with them.
I've got a kid that can't swim.
One of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if I don't get in with her and let her practice,
yeah,
like she's going to be like 9 not knowing how to swim. So like she just
no,
practiced
she'll be
all
3 because she doesn't age.
She'll probably still be 3. You're right. So yeah.
Whoa, dude. Are you going to go back and make them fix that?
No. I'm done with them.
How much do they charge you for a Russian mani?
90.
And it takes a while, no? It
takes an hour and a half.
Jesus.
I was like, fuck it. I'd rather just do Lee press-ons. I mean, they look insane. The ones that look normal.
Did you do the same color as before?
I hate the color. I fucking hate
you
the color.
You didn't do the same color?
No.
I like this a little more white.
This is just gross.
What were you wanting it to be?
Yeah, what was your last color?
Something a little more chic, not like dead ballerina.
Your last color was more pink.
Yeah. It was like fun and young, and now this
ballerina.
Is like, hi, I'm Kermit the Frog.
What are we going for today? Just, you know, dead ballerina.
Dead dancer.
Dead dancer. I put tips on thinking I would be happy, but I have had them short for the last like 2 months, and then I was like, they're so long. I think I'm a short girl, a short nail girl right now.
This one's separating too.
It's just the era of my life I'm in.
I know. I was like, fuck it, do I just take them all off and just go natural? No.
It's never the answer. I wish it was.
Oh, and you know why else I was pissed? I show up and I'm like, all right, well, at least if I'm going to just dick around for 20 minutes, I'm going to look through every fucking color, you know? So I committed to looking through every. I was like, do you have Ferrari Red? And they're like,
But they don't use those colors, I thought.
They do.
They use D&D?
Yeah.
Oh, they just use a brush?
They didn't have fucking Ferrari Red.
They just use a brush?
Yes. Oh. Chili pepper or lava chip or whatever.
I like lava.
It's fine.
Orange.
It's orangey. But I'm like, how do you not have Ferrari Red? They're like, we have Big Apple Red. I was like, gross. No, I'm not retired.
I'm not retired.
Like, I'm not doing Big Apple Red.
What do your toes look like right now? Like, when's the last time you had a pedi? Oh, they look good.
Like two weeks ago.
But are you going? See, I don't have time for that. Let me go somewhere else for my nails and somewhere else for my toes.
Yeah. No, this was from before I started doing.
Whoa. That's intense.
Aw. Mike has his pictures up at work.
Let's see.
Aw.
Aw, we interrupt this podcast too.
No, I like his wallpaper in the background.
Mike. Have you not been to his office?
Mike is like on a fucking roll.
Is he?
Yeah. He's never looked better.
What's he doing? Goglia?
Yeah.
He's on a roll in what way? Professionally or personally?
Well, I mean professionally, yes. But no, he's never looked better.
What do you mean?
Lisa's mom saw him the other day. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I know. He looks great. I know.
Why? What's he doing? He's not on the meds.
No.
Is he?
No.
Oh.
He's off. Why am I wearing like an old woman, like trying on heels? He just looks great. I don't know. Maybe he's just going to be a great looking old dude.
No, but like, what do you mean? No, he has such a pretty face, but like what?
He has such a pretty face.
He does.
Yeah.
But like, what do you mean? It's like he's keeping the weight off.
He's very fit.
Remember
he
was
just
concerned.
Looks very
he was concerned
fit.
That he wasn't going to keep the weight off.
And he has.
I feel like men have like a glow up, like mid.
Oh my God.
40s,
I know.
And then like, you're sexy and you're old and mature and like it's working.
Yeah.
His beard is like turning white.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. It's fucked. What is that?
It really is fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he always looks good, but I don't know. Is he skinnier than he was? He was too skinny for a second.
No, he's like the perfect size now.
Okay, so he put on a little bit.
Put on a titch of weight, and he's like normal Mike again. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But his face still looks very trim. He's a Casanova.
Well, good for you, girl. I mean.
Good for you.
What
a depressing podcast for our listeners. Jesus. I'm like, I drink too much.
I killed a squirrel.
I know.
I killed a squirrel. I have blisters all over my fingers from my Russian manicure.
Whoa.
Also haven't worked out in 3 weeks, and I think that's fucking with
me. That's your anxiety. I realized that after my week of graduation ceremonies. I had like 4 different things, and then a graduation party. So it was just like, and it was like from in the morning, like 3 or 4 mornings in a row, and then like a few things at night. Then straight into Malibu for 4 nights. It was supposed to be like 7 nights. Thank God I cut that short because I was just like, I can go like 5 or 6 days. After that, I have to work. Like I have to get a good like sweat something to like recalibrate me. Otherwise, I'm not okay. No amount of meds could make me okay.
I think that there's truth to that.
I know. I was like, you know, because I can go a while. And I don't have to go to Lauren like every single day. But once I like haven't done anything like that
intense.
Stimulating in like, I don't know, over 5 or 6 days, I'm like jonesing. I'm like, just torture me, please. Make me suffer.
I'm going tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Whoa.
Got to. It's the only time I can go.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right.
And it's like a private class.
Do you go to the little room?
There's a little room?
Yeah, that's why that deters me when there's like, yeah, there was like a new.
I had no idea there's a little room.
Yeah, I don't go to it. Do you have a workout you like? Do you ever go?
I don't like to do classes. Yes. I'm like a solo.
Some people like classes, some people don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to love running. I'm trying to get back into that.
We want to really start trying Barry's again. But what did you ever do any investigation?
What is it?
Barry's boot camp. Have you ever tried
it? Oh, no. But the word boot camp, I'm already like scared.
I know. It is intense. I don't know if I'll still like it. I haven't done it in years. But Cotty was talking about it the other day, and there used to be one in Studio City. We were like, oh, we should go and see. And I don't know. It's not open.
What's going on with Britney? Who the hell's this?
Spears?
Mm-hmm. Quick, look it up.
What's happened? I mean, I feel like she's always kind of like in talks. What's happening now?
Did you see the poor Asian dude filming her?
No.
My college friend.
Looking pretty dapper.
Who is that?
I sent it to my kids, and I think they got jealous because they said, that's a filter. That's not real.
What?
This is a guy. What does that mean? What's a filter?
She's baiting us like a motherfucker. Who is that guy?
Are they on... Does he have, like, a gun in his pocket? So confused. What? What's going on with her? And who's Maria River Red?
What's her new name? Scare it's emerges?
Her, what is her this? Alias?
Zyla? I mean, I feel bad for her kids.
How many does she have? Two?
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think she was ever normal?
Sean and Jaden?
No.
No.
You don't?
I don't think so.
I mean, I think for a glimmer, and then she just got too big, too fast, too young.
Yeah.
And we destroyed her.
And we destroyed her. oh my gosh, wow. When, what's his name? Kevin?
Did you see this poor guy taping
Kevin,
her? Look,
what's his
Kevin Federline?
If he's the normal one.
The poor guy in the background.
What's he doing? Filming her from the back?
No, from the front for her. It's like security or something.
He's married to a volleyball player.
He's like, kill me. I have to take a bullet for her.
All right. So are you drinking tonight?
Fuck no, bitches.
You're not?
No.
I feel like your sensibility will turn around
at
like 4 p.m.
Yeah, right.
3:30.
Yeah,
you know
when the hangover starts to wear off, forget all the pain.
No, and the other part of your brain's like, you know what I'd like? Yeah. I'd really
love
a drink.
I was like, a glass of white didn't put me in this pickle last night. Yeah. Maybe I'll try something new.
Yeah. You know what you deserve?
Yeah. A glass of white. Yeah.
I was in the shower and Mike came in and I was like, should I say something to him so he stops me from drinking? And I was like, nah.
Today, do I want the real accountability? Or
I thought about that before too with Duran. I'm like, should I tell him that I'm done?
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know what he would really do, but, like, and then I'm like, yeah, I don't want to deal with him policing
like that,
me. Which
yeah.
I don't even know if he's capable of policing me.
Mike wouldn't.
Yeah. Can you say don't worry about it for once, please? You never say it.
Don't worry about it.
Why is it so hard for you?
Don't worry about it. Don't fucking worry about it.
All right, I won't.